Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust excellence built on 40 years of experience. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more about the Zurich Master Trust.
New research out of the UK shows listening to music that gets you moving is the most common motivation strategy people use when they exercise. So are you an eye of the tiger type of exerciser, or maybe more of a techno type? Sports physiotherapist and movement specialist from Elevate Physio, Aisling Frawley, joins us now. But Aisling, before we get to you, let's get a bit of music to get us in the zone.
Cormac, sit down. Would you stop jogging around the studio?
54, 55, Aisling. Are you an eye of the are you an eye of the tiger type of person, Aisling?
I definitely would be, yeah. I'm any kind of type of music person, to be honest. I listen to it quite a lot. I'm a big fan.
Go on, what's on your soundtrack? What do you do, run?
Oh, yeah, I do a bit of everything, to be honest. I run, go to the gym, do yoga, Pilates. So I kind of listen to all sorts when I'm doing all of those different types of things.
You must have, you must have a song that comes on, you go, yes. What is it?
Yeah, at the moment, I have to say, I'm listening to a bit of Fred again. He really gets me motivated when I'm running. Have you listened to any of his stuff?
No.
Oh,
we're looking at each other blankly.
Maybe it's
here.
Not. Yeah. He's a DJ from the UK, and his stuff, he's just a really good music technician, and honestly some of his stuff would really get you going in terms of running. It's just really motivating and upbeat, and I think that's probably what you need when you're going on a long run that maybe sometimes you don't really want to.
Okay, well let's have a listen to a bit of Fred again.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so I get, no, I get that.
Maybe
I get
not
that.
Everyone's cup of tea.
No, I tell you what it is, Aisling, what I find, and I don't know if you find the same thing, it depends on the exercise that I'm doing. So that would actually suit me fine for running. It wouldn't work for me at all in the gym, you know, with weights.
No, definitely not. No, definitely not. And I do think that's probably the situation when it comes to music. I think, like, as I said, I do a bit of everything, and it definitely depends on the type of exercise that you're doing. And the music that's orientated with it. So definitely for running, that's definitely something that I would do. Maybe for Pilates or yoga, I don't really want to be listening to something upbeat at all. I actually really want to be more present in my body. So maybe something that doesn't even have lyrics to it and is more slow, then that would be something that I would listen to. So it's definitely, it's very subjective. Everyone likes their own thing. Do you know what I mean? So whatever gets you in the mood for whatever exercise form you're doing, I think go right ahead.
But there is, this is not in our heads, is it? There is some science here that what's happening in our heads and our bodies once the music is turned on.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I suppose we've all felt it. You know, when you put on a song that you really enjoy, like, it's a massive mood booster, and there is both psychological and physiological things that go on with inside the body that actually change the what we feel, I suppose, is probably the best way of describing it. So some of the research that has come out has said that, you know, when we listen to music, it can actually distract or, I suppose, disassociate us from what we're doing, or that rate of perceived fatigue or exertion that we're experiencing. And therefore, our performance level can actually be pushed a little bit.
Yeah, it's an illusion, isn't it? You think you're doing better than you are. I remember listening to the Eye of the Tiger, and the battery going in my device, right? So I went Eye of the Tiger flying along to, boom, the reality was...
I don't think anyone likes to hear ourselves breathing like that.
The reality was awful.
Yeah, so thanks for that.
Would you I'm told, Aisling, that you like a little sing-along, though, with Justin Timberlake when you're running. Let's give people a listen to what Aisling actually sings along to. In my pocket, got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it. Been so phenomenally. You're more like the way we rock it. So don't stop. Under the lights when everything goes, nowhere to hide. Yeah, that's understandable, yeah. Isn't it?
It's something I like to sing along to it. So, like, I'll have my headphones in, there'll be complete silence. You probably hear me singing along on the road as you pass me when I'm running. But I find it really good for my breathing as well when I'm singing. So, definitely helps and gets me going a little bit more longer.
Now, to what extent do you think we should be switching it up? Because actually, I've run into a bit of a dead end with my gym playlist and I keep adding stuff, but it's the same stuff again and again and I'm a bit bored. But then I try different playlists and none of them are working for me. And now I don't know what to do.
Yeah. I think changing it up is quite nice. And I was saying earlier, you know, like sometimes maybe if a playlist in the gym has maybe gotten you into a PB or you've pushed a little heavier than maybe, sometimes that memory can be quite nice as well, and having those songs still ingrained in your playlist will still give you that little bit of a motivation. But I think trying something new every so often is probably a nice way to keep your motivation up. But I think still sticking with the stuff that you like or the genres that you like is the best way, because at least you'll enjoy it more. And again, that kind of rate of perceived exertion or fatigue is definitely going to be lower. I think probably keeping it somewhat similar is definitely the way.
I think I know the answer to this question already, but where do you stand on audiobooks when you're exercising?
No. Frank Sinatra audiobooks. I'm all for
it. It's fine for running. It's not fine for heavy exertion.
I don't think for the gym. I think if you were, you know, on the elliptical in the gym or on a watt bike, probably for 40 minutes, I'd say work away if you want to, or running. Yeah. I know podcasts and audiobooks are things that people really like, especially on those long runs. I can totally understand.
Yeah.
But for short, intense resistance or, like, you know, high intensity bursts of energy, I think
totally with
you. Know, diversity is the key. I'm looking at my own running list here and I'm surprised at it. It's Mocdaro Canela to the Saw Doctors to the Soweto Gospel Choir. And I actually, no wonder I don't run very often with so much diversity. I love all that music, but it would maybe, I don't know. Anyway, look, Aisling Frawley, you're something else. Thank you very much indeed. Physiotherapist, sports physio, and movement specialist with Elevate Physio. I would recommend all of those if you're going for a run or otherwise. Anyway, text us your recommendations to 51551.